Okay, we're on Lamed Beis on the Aleph towards the bottom. Moshe's Rabbi Yossi says that depends which Isser came first, but whichever one came first, that's the one that's Chal, and the other one is not. And even though it's not Chal, but it hovers there, and if the other one goes away, this one takes effect. Moshe's the Sover, Rabbi Yossi, Isser, Chal, Isser. That's Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yossi holds, no, they're both are Chal. So Moshe says, and Rabbi Yossi holds Isser, Chal, Isser. Person did an Avera that he would get two different death penalties for. So Nidin Bechamura. So the halacha is he gets the more stringent one. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Nidin Bezika Harishon HaBoilov. Rabbi Yossi says, no, both are not Chal, and therefore you give him the more stringent one, but only the first one is Chal, and the second one isn't Chal. You see, Rabbi Yossi holds any Sechal Isser. The Tanya, Ketzad, right? What's the case? Omer Rabbi Yossi, Nidon Bezika Rishona, Haboilov, for instance, Chamoso Venasus Eishas Ish. If a person married a woman and his mother-in-law was a widow or a divorcee, so she wasn't an Eishas Ish, but his mother-in-law. So when he married his wife, his mother-in-law became usher to him because of Chamosa. But she wasn't an Eishas Ish. And then, what's it called? She got married. Now she's also an Eishas Ish. And he lives with his mother-in-law. So he, according to Rabbi Yossi, Nidon Bechamosa. Then, what's it called? Then he only gets, he only has to bring a carbon if he does it to Beshogeg, right? Or he wouldn't do it B'mez. But if he only did Beshogeg, right? So he only has to bring one carbon. Eishas Ish V'Nasus Chamosa. So if the opposite is true, his mother-in-law was married before she became his mother-in-law. And then he married his wife. And when he married his wife, his mother-in-law was already married. So she was therefore also to him to begin with as Eishas Ish, like she was to the whole world. And then she became specifically also his mother-in-law. Then Nidon Be'Eishas Ish. Then the halacha is that he only has to bring a carbon because of Eishas Ish. So you see, Rabbi Yossi holds Eishas Chalis. So why in the Braisa we have? Is it mashmi? You get both Isurim, both Eishes Achiv and Achos Ishto, and here it's mashma that Rabbi Yossi holds that Einis Achalis, and only get one of them. Whichever one came first, that's the one you get. Rashi, Shtei Misos Kigon Chamoso V'hi Eishes Ish. Right. For instance, a person married a woman, and his mother-in-law was already married, so he's now Chayiv, and he lives with her. Chayiv two mises, right? The chamoso b'sreifa, v'eishas ish chenek. For chamoso he gets sreifa, and for eishas ish chenek, you can't give him two mises, so he gets the more chamor one. Nidam b'chamura b'sreifa, he gets sreifa. Chamoso v'nafsas eishas ish, but Rabbi Yossi holds no. You only get the first one that came by, right? Shehoi salmonek ishenos abita. She was an almona or a grusha when the person got married. So therefore the person is only ushered to that woman because of Hamoso, not because of Eishas Ish. Nidon Be'Eishas, and later on she got married. So then the Eishas Ish came second. It's not Chal on the Hamoso. Then Afogab B'Kilhu, so he's Nidon Be'Eishas, Eishas Ish, the opposite case. She was married before he got married to his wife. So therefore she was ushered to him Bishum Eishas Ish, which is only Bechenek, first. And then he married his wife, she became usher to him also Mishum Chamoso. The Chamoso isn't Chal, only the Eishas Ish, and therefore you get the lighter death penalty, Chenek, because that's the only one that's Chal. Alma lo asi Yisr Chamoso v'chayel Eishas Ish. You see, the Yisr Chamoso doesn't take effect on the Yisr of Eishas Ish, ain't Yisr Chal Yisr. Di chayeli tarvayu alei havi lana medayni v'chamura. Because if both would take effect, then we should give him the more strict one, we give him Sreifah. Elamai doesn't take effect. So here Rabbi Yossi holds Ein Yisr Chal Yisr, and the Braisa we had Rabbi Yossi held Yisr Chal Al Yisr. Where it says Omer Abavo, Moder Rabbi Yossi be Yisr Mosif. Right? Rabbi Yossi is Moder that Yisr Chal Al Yisr by Yisr Mosif. Right? Yisr Mosif means that it was Usher to you. This thing was Usher to you. And then another Isser became that not only made her also to you, but also to other people. And since it's chal on other people, it's chal on you too. Okay, let's see Rashi. Om Rav Avoh, Mod Rav Yossi be Isser Moshe. Shehu chal al Isser. There, even Rav Yossi holds Isser chal al Isser. Kigon, Isser Eishesach, the Moshe. Like in our case, Isser Eishesach is an Isser Moshe. Why? Shebetchila kishenosa ze esachosa, vizuk nuyon, nesra la mishum achosisha. Umutaris lecholecha. When this guy got married, if the case was that first the living brother got married, okay, and the one who's remained alive, and he married his wife, and the other one had not yet married the sister, so now he's usher to the sister only because it's his wife's sister, not because it's his brother's wife, because not his brother's wife. Then his brother married the sister. That's called an Isser Mosif. Why? Because until now, this woman was only Osir on him because it was what's it called, his wife's sister. But she wasn't Osir to all the other brothers. Now that the brother married her, she's Osir to all the brothers. So the Isser is an Isser Mosif. Not only is she Osir to him because of his brother's wife, she's Osir now to all the brothers too. And since it's Chal on the other brothers, Chal on him too. That's called Isser Mosif. Right, when he originally married his wife, so he married Rachel, Leah was ushered to him only because of Achos Ishto, and only to him. Umuteris lecholecha, and mutter to all the other brothers who weren't married to her sister. Nasa leechad mihem, but if the other sister now gets married to one of the brothers, Shimon marries Leah, Nesral Kula Mishum Eishesach. She becomes Osir to all the brothers now because of Eishesach. Now Leah is Osir not just to Reuven because it's his wife's sister, she's Osir to all the other brothers now because of Eishesach. The Asher Nisosif Israel Leah Legabi Sharechot. So an extra Isser was added onto her that didn't exist before. Till now she was Osir to Reuven. Now she's Osir to Levi, Yehuda, and all the other brothers too. Umigo de Chayel Shem Eishesach Allah Legabi Sharechov Shahisa Muteris Lahem Chalnami Hashem Azel Legabi Didei. And even though, and what's it called? Therefore, since the Isser is Chal on her, right? Even though it's Isser Chal al Isser, but it's an Isser Moshe. It's an extra Isser. Since now she's Osir to all the brothers, she's even Osir to that one who originally was Osir to her because it was his wife's sister.
If she was
Chamosa, we'll see. That's the case where it was. For not for Chamosa, we're talking about Eishes Achiv and Achosa.
And Alpha Sisto. Because
before. I will see. Hold on one second. Rashi's going to be Apal Gav, the Asira Levakaima. Even though she was Asher 10 to begin with, now the next Isser is an Isser Mosif. It is Chal on the first Isser. Aval Eishes Ish, Venasis Chamosa. But the case of Eishes Ish, where she was first at Eishes Ish. In other words, the mother in law was married when the person got married. Okay, so she was offered to him before he got married as Eishes Ish. Now he got married, she became Chamosa. There's no Isser Mosif over there. It's not Mosif anymore else. Right? Mitchilo Hoysa Asur Lechol Ha'olam Mishum Eishes Ish. In the beginning, she was offered to everybody, except her husband, because of Eishes Ish. Nosa Ze Ezbita, Ein Isser Ze Roy Lahosif Aleh Macherim. Doesn't add anybody else. Just makes him her Osir to him now with another Isser. That's not an Isser Mosif, and therefore it's not Chal. So therefore the case of Eishes Ish, Venasa Chamoso, is not an Isser Mosif, and that's why Rabbi Yossi holds, Ein Isser Chal Isser. The name of Migu Dechayel Alay, Olichol Nomi Alea Dehai. The Chamoso Venasa Eishes Ish, Vadi Isser Mosif. Why, with your question, Lechora the other case, Lechora is Isser Mosif. And Rabbi Yossi holds, not Chal. Right? The case of what's it called, where she was his mother-in-law and then became an Eishes Ish. So the Chora, that's an Isser Mosif. Till now, she was only Osir to him because it was his mother-in-law, but she was Mutter to the rest of the world because she was an Almana. Now she got married, she becomes Osir to all the world. Right? That's more Isser Mosif. She mitchila Asur lezeh mutaris lechol ha'olam. Nasis Eishes Ish is Osif hay shem alo legabi kulei alma. Umigo dechayo alayo chayo mami legabi dehay. Right? Lechora, what's it called therefore? Since it's chal on everybody else, it's chal on him too. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't say that. Rabbi Yossi says, in either case, you get whichever one came first. The Haide Kamar Rabbi Yossi Nidin Bechamoso. So therefore, the answer is that was Rabbi Yossi says in the case where she was Chamoso and then became Eishes Ish. The reason that you give him the Nisa of Chamoso is not because Ein Isser Chalal Isser, but even if Isser Chalal Isser, Eishes Ish is a lesser death penalty. Chamoso is the more. So even if it's Chal, you still get only one death penalty, so you get the more strict one. That's why he says Chamoso, not to exclude the fact that he's not Chai Mishum Eishes Ish. He is, but you can't give him two death penalties. Mishum the Mimiso Saskinen. There we're not talking about Chatos. We're talking about which death penalty to give him. So you can only give him one. So therefore you give him the more strict one. The Iata Yochola Miso Mabez Miso, so I wish they am Olav Yadum Bechamura. Avalim Hoya Shogeg, Hoya Chai, Beis Chatos, Ein Chanami. So it would be Shogeg, according to Rabbi Yossi, you get two Chatos. And only in the case where it was Eishes Ish and Nasa Chamoso, does he hold Eini Isser Chal Isser. But the case of Chamoso, the Nasa Eishes Ish, Ein Chanami, he holds Isser Chal Isser. And I, says, you give him the Misa of Chamoso, not because he's only Chai for Chamoso. It's because you can't kill him twice, and you give him the more strict one. That's all. So Mara says, that's very good. In our case, Tenach, Hecha de Nosa Chai, V'Achachat Nosa Meis. Right, that's very good in the case where the living brother married his wife first. Therefore, she was only usher to him, Mishum Achoso, Achosisto, and then the brother marries her. Now it's Isser Moshet. Now she became usher to all the brothers, not just to him. So that's Isser Moshet, right? But, V'achakach Nosa Meis, Migul Yisosit Isser Lagabi Achim, Yisosit Isser Lagabi Didei. Elahecha the Nosa Meis, V'achakach Nosa Chai. What if the dead brother married his wife first? So she was first Eishes Ach to all the brothers. Then he married his wife, and she now added, he married the either Isser of Achos Ishto. That's not Isser Moshet. That's more specific. Right? She first was Osir to everybody. Now she's also Osir to him with an extra Isser. That's Ein Isser Chal Isser. And Rabbi Yossi said, in both cases, doesn't make a difference, both Isurim are Chal. He has to bring two Chatos. My Isser Moshet Ika. What Isser Moshet is there? Right? He'll tell me, well, over here is also an Isser Moshet. What? Right? Until now, before he married his wife, the sister, right, he was only Osir to that specific woman because she was his brother's wife. Now that he married the sister, he's Osir to all the other sisters, if there are sisters, right? So he's not only Osir to Leah. He's also to Dina and to Roch and to Yocheb and all the other sisters that are the sisters of Rachel. So till now he was only also to Leah because she was his brother's wife. Now that he married Rachel, he's also to all the other sisters of Rachel. So that's an Isser Moshet. No, the Gemara says that's not an Isser Moshet. That doesn't add any Isser to her, right, to the woman we're talking about. It doesn't add any Isserim to Leah. It adds Isserim on the guy. But not this woman now is ushered to more people that we could say, since the Isra is Chal Lagabe, the other people is Chal Lagabe him. She remains ushered to him, not to any more people. More people are ushered to him. That's a kolo, that's not Isra Moshet. So we're saying now that Rabbi Yossi is only molded by Isra Moshet, not by Isra kolo. So here it's an Isra kolo, not Isra Moshet. Ela Amarava Mala Ni Allah Kilu Osir Shtayim Veino Chayv Alachas. Ein Chanami. Rabbi Yossi says that you're Chayv two. It doesn't mean you're Chayv two Chatos. It means that we consider as we did two terrible Aveiros. Not that they're both Chal on him. Not that you bring two Chatos. Not that it will make a difference which Misa you get, right? But we consider him as if he was over two Misas, even though they're not really both Chal on him. In other words, there's two things in Aveiros. There's the Gavra, right? The person did a Maisa Aveira. And then if the Aveira is Chal on him for Gabi Dinim, does he get Misa for it, Chattas for it, whatever. But the Maisa, he did two Aveiras. So we consider it as if he did two Aveiras and not one Aveira, even though Legabe, the Heftza of the Gavra, only one of the Aveiras is going to be Chal on him. Right? The Chain, Kiyosa Ravin, Rabbi Yochanan, mal an yolov kilu asa beis, ve'no chayev ala achas. We consider as if he did two averis, but he's only really chayev for one of them. But he did two averis. So my nafkamina, what difference does it make? Lamaisa, there's not going to be any nafkamina, because we consider as if he only did one avera. He did two averis, but only one takes effect. So what difference does it make if we consider him like he did two? Well, it says, v'kavro ben rishoyim gemurim. Right? And to what's it called? To bury him by rishoyim gemurim. In other words, to what's it called? The Beis Din had two batei kvaros. One for skila and sreifa, one for herig and chenek. So a guy who was over two averis, right? You don't bury him in the cemetery with the lesser people. You bury him only with the worst people. Even though legabe chatos and misos, actually what we give him, it may be different. But Lamaisa, since he did both averas, he has the din of the more serious one, legabe kvura. But he doesn't have a din legabe chatos or miso, whatever. Rashi. Right, where the Isra of Achosisha came first, and then she married the sister married the other brother, so that's Isra Moshe. The Achar Kach Nosa Meis Achi Aosi Isra Eishis Ach V'chayim Kedepricious Migi Disosi Yisura Dehai Shem L'Gabi Yechav, since now she is Osir not only to him, but she's Osir also to all the other brothers. So since the Isra is Chal Lagabi, the other brother is Chal Lagabi him too. That's called Isra Moses. Elahecha the Nosa Meis, the Isra Eishesach Kodim, Ole. But if she first married the dead brother, so she was also told the brothers to begin with. And then he married the sister. Now she became also to him specifically with another Isra. Then it's Ein Isra Chal Isra. That's not Isra Moses. The Hai Viacha Nosa Choso, Mayitz Osif Ikala. Where's the Isra Moses? The Kamaisa Lagabi Achrina, the name of Migo. Where do we see that? Where is it possible to say this Isser is Mosif on the first one? It's not. It's even more specific. The Chitemu Migo, the Bahanach Nisu in the Basraisa, Mitzur Haigavra Bekulo Achvisa. And if you'll tell me that, yeah, there is a Mosif over here. Because until now, right, Ruvain was only Osir to Leah. He married Rachel. He's only Osir to Leah because that's his wife's sister. Right. And he's also Osir to Leah because it's his brother's wife. But he's not Osir to, Dina, because she's another sister of Rachel. He's not Osir to her, right? If only his brother married the sister to begin with, before he married his wife. Now that he married his wife, not only is he Osir to Leah, he's Osir to Dina too. So that's an Isra Moshe. Moshe says, no, right? Till now, the other sisters were mutri. He wasn't married to a sister. The only one was Osir, was the sister that was married to his brother. That's not called Isra Mosif. And this woman was not Nosif any other Isurim. The Isser was now on the guy, not on her. He had more women also to him, but not that she had more men also to her, that you could say that since it was Chalagavi, the other man is Chalagavi him too. Now the Isser kolelu, the Kayelo the Kamaisa, b'shem Achos Isha, Migo the Kayel Achosa. Then we hold it, Yossi only holds Isser Chal Isser by Isser Mosif, not by Isser kolel. Isser Mosif, Kisha Isser Mosif al Chaticho la Osra al Mishimuteras al Love. Isser Mosif means you have a piece that's awesome, right? It's awesome. Now a new Isser came that Osirs it on more people. Till now it was Osir to one person, now it's Osir on more people. So that's called Isser Mosif. And since the Isser, the second Isser, can be Chal on the other people, because for them it wasn't Osir to begin with, it's Chal even on the person who was Osir to begin with. That's the Svar of Migo. It's Osir Isser Moshe. But Isser Kolel is the opposite. So Isser Chal al Chatichos Acheros, where this Isser didn't add more people, but it added more Chatichos. Till now, only this thing was Osir. Now, more things are Osir. So this thing, right, didn't become more Osir to other people, it became more things became awesome. That's called an Isser Kolel. The also goreris was zui mohem al yedei miko, right? And then what's it called? That could, if there isn't, man the omer holds it, iser kolal also iser chalisa. Because that piece now, since it now, it, well, it's, the iser extends to other pieces, that, those other pieces drag this one along with it. But we didn't say that in Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds iser moses, not iser kolal. The iser garsi hocha, some have this girsa, we don't have this girsa. The su, chamoso venasis eishis ish, iser mosifu. Chamoso venasis eishis ish is iser mosif. Right? The case of chamoso, where then she became an eishis ish, is, and that is a real iser mosif. Why? Till now she was osur only to the brothers. Now she's osur to the whole world. So that's an iser mosif. More isurim, and since it's chal agave the whole world, chal agave him. But we already said, Rashi said, that case of Rabbi Yossi, he ain't chanami holds iser chal iser. And the reason that you get the nisa of chamoso is not because ain iser chal iser, only chamoso is chal, they're both chal, but you get the more it's a serious one. The shibu should be on, it's a mistake. The afagav, the vadi iser mosifu, la pircho, it's not a question. The vadi iser Rabbi Yossi iser mosif, to go on eishas ish chal al iser chamoso. Ain chanami, eishas ish is chal. So what are we going to say? Give him chenek? No. He's chayiv sreifa, give him the sreifa, it's more chomok. The tarvayi is surreal, both of them are chal on him. The Omra v'nidon v'chamoso mishum dezuya chamura. The E Omras nidon de'eshes ishim kain einze iser chalal iser ela iser mevatal iser. If you'll say that the only the eshes ish is chal, then it's iser mevatal iser. That nobody holds. Not iser mosif al iser, not iser chalal iser, iser mevatal iser. Then the eshes ish is chal and the other one's batal. That the chal we never say. And since it's not talking about chataos, therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, you get the more chomer misa. If it would have been talking about chatos, he would say, you get two chatos. Elom Rava, la'olam lesli Rabbi Yossi Yisr Chalissa. Rava says, really, Rabbi Yossi does not hold of Yisr Chalissa. Basically, he holds a kripshim. That whichever one came first, that's the one you get. Rodikomer, la'el chai, v'alei mishum eishas ish, mishem eishas ach, umishum achos isha, la b'shogeg l'chai v'oshtei chatos. Even Rabbi Yossi says, you don't get two chatos. Elo b'mezid. It's talking where you did them both b'mezid. And even though if the Eishas Ish, what's it called, the Eishas Ish came second, you're only going to get chenek. If the Eishas Ish came first, you're only going to get chenek and not sreifa, because ain yisur chal yisur. But the Eishas Rosh Agam will cover being Rishon Gemurim. However, we're going to consider you as if you did both aveiros. It's not going to be chal on you. You're only going to get chenek. You're not going to get sreifa. But we're not going to bury you in the cemetery where the people of Chenek are buried, right? We're going to bury you in the people where the people of Sreifa get buried. Even though you weren't Chayiv Sreifa, but you did an Aveira that's Chayiv Sreifa. So therefore you're going to get buried right. Sha'arosha nikbar etzo Rishoyim. Rishoyim, we bury Rishoyim. We don't bury more serious Rishoyim next to less serious Rishoyim. The Shnam B'Sanhedrin, Shtei Kivros, Hoyu Mesukonin Lebezdin, Echad le'neharogim lechnokim. One cemetery was for neharogim lechnokim. We didn't have separate ones for all four. But the Gemara learns it out from Sukkim that you only had two cemeteries. So there was one for the lesser misos, Chenek and Herik, and one for the more chomer misos, Skil and Sreifa. Echad le'neskon v'nisrogim. V'hochinami, afagav v'hai lav mechai v'beisinu. He's not going to get Sreifa. He's not chayiv sreifa, but he was over an avera that was chayiv sreifa. However, avad tarte kavrin legam yiskon esrafim. We're going to bury him by the people who are roy to have skivan sreifa, even though he didn't actually get sreifa. Right? That doesn't make a difference. He did an avera. Again, there's the avera of the gavra and the chalos of the avera on the chetz of the gavra, and two separate things.
Around lamed beis on the beis with kluksa. We said that even though ein iser chal iser, still it's even though the iser isn't chal on you, but it's as if you did two isurim. And the nakamina is to bury you, to be able to bury the person for what's it called by rishoy, which kind of rishoy. So Pluksa, where it says this inyan is a machlokas the itmar zor shishimesh b'shabbos. Okay, if a Kohen was Mishamish on Shabbos and Beis HaMikdash, so Avodas Tzibur is Docha Shabbos. What about a Zohar who was Mishamish B'Shabbos? So, first of all, he's over the Isser of Bechlal. Even if it wouldn't be Shabbos, he's not allowed to be do Avoda. So, Lav of a Zohar doing Avoda. In addition, now because he's doing it on Shabbos and he doesn't have a Heter, so he's Mechal Shabbos. So, how many Isurim does he have? Rebchia Omer Chayv Shtayim. Rebchia says he's Chayv for two things. One for Chil Shabbos and one for Avoda. Avoda Zor. Rebchia Omer, Bar Kapora Omer Ein Chayv Alachas. And Bar Kapora says you only Chayv one. Rashi. Chayiv Beis, Beis Yisurech Techochoshiv. There's two Yisurim over here. The Ha Mishum Zoros Ein Kan Chatas. The Chorals Don't Know Mises Bidei Shemayimu. The Ein Chayiv Chatas El Al Shigas Koris. We're not talking over here about bringing two Chatos, because even if you hold these over on Zor She'ovad V'Nikdash, that's a Chiyuv Misa Bidei Shemayim. It's not a Chiyuv Koris where there's a Kogan Chatas. See Rashi and Nikhil. Let's see what's a good more of it. Kofet Shabchia v'nishba. Shabchia got up and he made a shvua. Ho avoda kach shemati mi rebi. Shtai. I swear, right, on the avoda, on the avodas beis hamikdash, that I heard from Rebbe that he said yuchayiv too. Kofet bar kapara v'nishba. Avoda kach shemati mi rebi achas. Bar kapara got up and he took a shvua. I heard from Rebbe that he only chayiv one. Okay, we'll see later on the Gemara how they made a mistake. What's it called, or what exactly each one heard and what they thought. Hischa Reb Chia Lodim. So Reb Chia then, each one said they heard from Rebbe what they said. Now they brought proof to what they said, why it was like that. So Reb Chia said, Shabbos L'chol Nesra. Shabbos was offered to everybody, stop, can't be Mechal Shabbos. Kishu Hutra V'Mikdash, Sheitzel Kohanim Hutra. The Kohanim Hutra V'lo V'Zorim. Then Shabbos became mutter by Avodah Sibur for Kohanim, but not for Zor. So it remained Osir for Zor. So in the Mela, a Zor who is Mishamish in the Mikdash on Shabbos is both Mechal Shabbos, and he's over Mishum Zoris. Yesh Kam Mishum Zoris, the Yesh Kam Mishum Shabbos. So there's two Isurim over here. One is Zor Shishimesh, and the other is Chil Shabbos. Hiskul Bar Kapora Lod, Shabbos L'chol Nesra. Bar Kapara said, no, just the opposite. Shabbos was also to everybody. Okay? Kishahutra v'mikdash hutra. It was only mutter in the mikdash. Okay? Ein kan elazoris. And Manela, what's it called? Since by this person, right, he was, Bechlau wasn't the Kohen. So therefore, what's it called? There's only one Isser over here. He's a Zor. But Lamaisa, the Isser Shabbos isn't Chal on the other Isser. See, we wasn't going to discuss why it's like that. Okay, let's see Rashi till now. No Rashi. Mi Rebbe, Ma Beinu HaKadosh. Kishahutra v'mikdash hutra. Stan. Hilkach ein kan ela mishum zoris. When it was mutter in the mikdash in general. And the mikdash, Avodah Sibur, you're allowed. So this guy's not Mechal Shabbos because he did Avodah Sibur. So what Isser is he? He's a Zor, Shishimesh. So the only Isser that's Chal on him is Zoris. But Shabbos is Hutter in the Mikdash. And therefore, what's it called? The Lagabi Shabbos, Avodah Sibur was Mutter. He's not allowed to do Avodah Sibur. So that's an Isser of Zoris. It's not Isser of Chil Shabbos. Okay. Next case. That was one case. Balmum Shishimesh Bituma. A Balmum is never allowed to do Avodah. Okay? And a regular Kohen who's not a Balmum can't be Mishamish when he's Tomei. So now what about a Balmum who is Tomei? How many Yisurim is he over? Reb Chia Omer Chayv Shtayim, Bar Kapara Omer Einu Chayv Alachas. So Reb Chia says Chayv, two Averis, one for being Mishamish as a Balmum, even if he'd be Tahar, and the second, Mishamish Betuma, even if he wouldn't be a Balmum. And Bar Kapara Omer Einu Chayv Alachas, he's only Chayv one. Kofetz Rebchia v'nishba avoda kach shemati mi Rebbe Shtayim. Kofetz Bar Kapora v'nishba avoda kach shemati mi Rebbe Achas. Again, they both swore that they heard from Rebbe Yuganossi that what they said, one or two. Hischil Rebchia lodom. So Rebchia now explained why he understood that Rebbe said what he said. Tumah l'chol nesra.
Right? Shimush Bituma is also to everybody. Okay, nobody is allowed to come into the Beis HaMikdash Tomei. Surely not to do Avodah. Kishahutra Ramikdash Eitzel Kohanim. Tmimim Hutra. Right? When, what's it called, it became Lekohanim Tmimim Hutra Velola Bali Mumin. Yeshkan Mishum Bali Mumin, Yeshkan Mishum Tuma. So Tuma Hutra Betzibor. So Avodah Sibor, just like Shabbos, is Mutter Avodah Sibor. Tuma is also Mutter Avodah Sibor, but it's only Mutter to a Kohen Tomei. But it never was Mutter to a Kohen Balmum, because he Bechlau is not allowed to be Oved. So if he's Oved Betuma and he's a Balmum, he gets two Isurim. One for a Balmum who's Oved, even if he be Tahar. And secondly, he's Oved Betuma, and by him, Tuma wasn't Mutter. Hischa Bar Kapara Ladum, Tuma Lechol Nesra. Tuma was also to everybody. Shehutra v'mikdash hutra was hutra v'mikdash across the board. There's no din of Tuma b'tzibur. Tuma hutra b'tzibur. Ein kanela mishum balmum. Memela, what's it called? The only isser remains is the fact that he's a balmum. But the isser of Tuma is hutra b'tzibur in the mikdash for everybody. Okay. Rashi. Shishimash betuma bekarben tzibur komer shidocha tuma. Talking about a carbon tzibur and tuma hutra betzibur. Chain zor shishimash b'shabbos. Yesh kam yishum tuma v'azarosim mivyenozru mikotcher b'nei Yisrael v'yichalu. Eitzel tzmimim hutra deruyim lavo. When tuma hutra betzibur, that was only legabi kohanim who are fit to serve. But it never was mutter to a kohen who's not fit to serve. Memela, if you're a balmum, there's oveg betuma. He's over also on Tuma and on what's it called and on Balmum. The Elafim Moado Afila Batuma. Right? It says the Moado, Korban Sibor, something's Kabul Ozman, has a set time and it's a Korban Sibor, is Docha Tuma and Shabbos. The next case, so that's two cases already, similar cases. Gemara is going to explain what it has to do with our case, not today, but tomorrow, the next day. Let's go to the third case. They're all very similar. Balmum zor she'ochal malika. Okay, malika normally is asur to eat. If you stam, take a chicken and you, what's it called, kill it by putting your fingernail into its the back of its neck, right? That's what's it called, malika. That is what's it called, nevela. It's nevela. But in the mikdash, a kohen does malika, he can eat the, what's it called, the chatas, ha'of. Then he makes malika and he eats. So the ma'isa, even though for other people be nevela, for a kohen it's mutter. Okay? So what happens if a bal mum, zor, right, ate malika? Zor shalcha malika, right, it's a zor, right, a zor who ate malika. So for him, and a malika, but the malika over here was done by a kohen. Because if the malika was done by a zor, then it's an avela for everybody. It was done by a legitimate kohen, but a zor ate it. So the malika was mater the iser nevela to the kohen, but the chara wasn't mater it to a zor. So what, how many isurim is he over? Reb Chiya omer chayiv shtayim, bar karpora omer einu chayiv alacha. Reb Chiya says you chayiv two, and Bar Kapara says you only chayiv one. Kofetz Reb Chiya v'nishba avodekach shamatim Rebbe shtayim. Kofetz Bar Kapara v'nishba avodekach shamatim Rebbe achas. Hiskur Reb Chiya lodim. So Reb Chiya explained why he thought Rebbe said you chayiv two. Nevela lechol nesra. Right? Normally nevela is osur, and malika by an oath is nevela. Normally it's osur to everybody. Shehutra v'mikdash eitzel kohanim hutra. When it was became mutter, it was mutter only for a kohen to eat the malika of a kohen, but nobody else. Right? The kohanim hutra v'lo lazorim. Yesh kamishum zorus v'yesh kamishum malika. A zor is not allowed to eat a chatas. Anyway. Right? Even a chatas behema, which is not nevela. And he's also not allowed to eat what's it called malika. So it's two isurim. One is he's eating nevela, and the second is he's eating a korban, which he's not allowed to eat. Hischu bar kapara ladu, nevela lechol nesra, nevela was also to everybody. Kishehutra mikdash hutra. But when it was became mutter, right, the din of malika of a kohen in the mikdash is mutter to everybody. Right, there's another isser that a zor can't eat kodshim. But Al Nevela, it was across the board heter. There's no issue of Nevela on Malika in the Mikdash, on those things that need Malika. Okay, so therefore, there's no issue of Nevela here. There's only an issue of Zoros. Ein Kenakan, Ela Mishum Zoros. The only issue is the fact that he's a Zor. Rashi. Zor Sha'ocha Malikas HaKohanim. That's what Rashi says. It has to be that the Kohen made a Malika. If a Zor made the Malika, well, Shire, it's Nevela. For everybody, even for a Kohen. Only a Kohen can make Malika. It's not somebody who's not a Kohen, it's then it's not killing the bird. Chayiv Shtai, Mishum Zoros, Mishum Nevela. The Korban HaNechel, the Kohanim, Zor HaOchlo over Mishum Vazor Lo Yochel Ki Kodeshen. There's a separate Isser of a Zor eating Kodesh. And there's also an Isser of eating Nevela. So it gets two, both things. V'lav Hainu Azora de Me'ila, that's not the Isser of Me'ila, right? Why? The chol sheyesh bo shas heter lekohanim ain bo meila. Anything that already is mutter for kohanim to eat, if a zor eats it, he's only over on the isser of a zor lo yochal kodesh, ki kodesh. He's not also meila. Meila, once it's het mutter for the kohanim, there's no meila anymore. Meila is only something that there's no heter for anybody to eat. The kohanim hutra b'chatasol. Right? When was malika the mutter and not considered nevela? By chata sa'ov, because an ova sa'ov you don't eat. The only other possibility is a chata sa'ov where you eat. That's a called part of it. And the kohen is allowed to eat the part that's eaten, right? Even though normally it'd be nevela, the Torah was matur. It wasn't matur only to kohen, it was matur bechlau. The mikdash, malika, is a thing of shchita. That's what Bar Kapora holds.